Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3 o'clock, hour number two here on Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. All right. We got a Daily Gambit coming up. But first, we got to finish our potpourri.
And we have. More we talked about this off the air, the crazier it got.
It's just starting to heat up. But now, with no read here, a couple of things. Typically, we leave politics alone. You know, there are a few times where we'll chime in if, you know, it's a social issue. But outside of that, we really try to stick to sports.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Sorry, Tony.
Sometimes the worlds collide.
Oh, yeah.
And in this particular case, the worlds are colliding even when you didn't necessarily see it coming. Now, we said Brian Kelly been dismissed beginning of this week. Then there was word that the governor was involved. We heard that from Urban Meyer. And now
Jeff Landry.
Governor Jeff Landry has spoken for himself.
The first question is absolutely correct. We are not going down a failed path. And I wanted to tell you something. This is a pattern. The guy that's here now that wrote that contract cost Texas A&M $70-something million. Right now, we got a $53 million liability. We are not doing that again. And you know what? I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners. You know, I'm not going to be picking the next coach. But I can promise you, we're going to pick a coach, and we're going to make sure that that coach is successful, and we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly, and we're going to put metrics on it. Because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country and then leaving the taxpayers.
And now he's got into the politics.
Okay. You know what? I got to be honest with you. Tony, I'll let you do the Trump part.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I couldn't agree with him more that he's mad at this athletic director for leaving them with a $53 million bill.
Yeah.
Why is this all of a sudden a problem?
Wait, here's my question. And maybe I didn't know. Who the money is coming from?
It's a state school, so the money is coming from LSU, the state of Louisiana.
Okay,
so they're on the hook for this.
He has a right to be as irritated as he sounded talking about it. And you know, he basically said the AD was not going to have.
He wasn't going to get to make the mistake
He wasn't going to get the opportunity.
No.
Now listen, if we're going to have presidents picking coaches from this point out,
now we're getting.
This is where it's going to get quite interesting.
Gotta get interesting, to say the least.
That would be crazy. I can tell you one thing. I've spent a little time in Louisiana, and I can tell you one thing for sure. They don't mess around about their football team.
No.
So I don't care who's picking it. You better get it right.
Right. Yeah. If the president picks it, he's going to lose the state if the team loses games.
You better
games.
Get it right.
Can I just say, this dude's accent is awesome.
I could not help but think about Waterboy the time he was talking. The whole time he was talking.
You know, hiring Brian Kelly is the devil.
That's wild.
I will say, I want to go back to what he said though about this athletic director, because we brought this up before, and apparently if you heard the very beginning of the clip, he said he left Texas A&M with a $70 million bill. Because this is the same AD who hired Jimbo Fisher.
I brought it up yesterday.
Yeah, I know
this
you
is the hundred and whatever million dollars. I'm sure that all played into Governor Landry's irritation as he talked about this.
Well, I wish more. I don't know how
this
you do it.
This isn't a one-off for this particular AD. This is a two-off.
I mean, that is a pretty bad resume.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, you've given away over $120 million at this point. That's not good.
Well, it's going to stop here with the buck is stopping with Governor Landry.
Part of me loves this, part of me hates this.
Well, you love that someone is saying that we can't keep missing on these coaches.
I don't think
you
that's
just hate
unfair.
That he put it that the president was going to get a chance to pick the coach.
Personally, I don't even care about that part because
what do you mean?
There are some people probably telling him that the people in his state are like, we're struggling, but you're giving away all this money. So maybe he did have to make the comment about it because it's a state funded thing. I know we're going into news talk realm.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be.
Well, this story has taken us where it's taken us.
It's going to be quite hilarious to hear these choices.
Someone on the chat said Gators are so ornery because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Fresh out of the water, boy.
Oh, I love it.
I'm looking forward to Caroline Leavitt discussing the rumors that Donald Trump is in his office right now sorting through LSU head coaching candidates.
We're
going
to have to go through candidates.
That would be fun.
That we hear from President Trump.
It would be kind of a fun diversion from everything else we're listening to all the time. So why not? Have Mr. Trump pick the next LSU coach.
We are
in with it.
Bizarre world. All right. Daily Gambit.
We are.
Coming.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Now, let's get into what we did last night. Dodgers -1.5 on the run line. We all went Jays. We all were correct because the Jays won 6-2, I think it was, actually.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani over under 6.5 Ks. Chris went over. Tony and I went under. Shohei had 6 Ks.
He went under. I know.
His legs were a little tired from the 2 games that he played the night before.
He did play 2 games.
Yes. Runs plus hits plus RBIs. Who had more, Vlad or Shohei? We all went Vlad. Vlad had 6. And Shohei had 0. So Vlad wins that one. And then I never finished the rest of the thing, apparently.
Well, I can
what in the world?
Here comes Chris to help you out.
I got you. Right into the rescue. Sixers over the Wizards by 4.5. Game went overtime. But then the Sixers won by 5. So they covered.
Okay.
You guys got it. I missed it. OKC 9.5 over Sac. OKC won, but not by 9.5. Tony was the only winner. Giannis -4 points, rebounds, assist versus SGA was 52-44. Giannis wins that. You guys both got that. Tony had a perfect day going 6-0 until UTEP lost to Kennesaw State by 13.
Oh, UTEP!
You almost made it, Tony.
Almost had a perfect day.
But a good day, 6-1 nonetheless. All right, so you guys are both 10-4, battling it out for the weekly lead. I'm behind you. Let's just leave it at that. all right. Again, the Dodgers are favored by 1.5. It's been every game of this series, and the Dodgers have only covered that one time. So what do we have for game 5? I think Tony goes first this time. I don't know who goes, but I'm going with Tony. Dodgers by 1.5, a gain. Game 5. Can the Jays win it and take it back home? Ahead.
I'm going to say Dodgers. Take game 5.
Game 5 Dodgers.
It's great.
You know,
Dodgers could also win by one. That is always a possibility, in which case the Jays would win the wager.
I mean, we already got the Blake Snell bad game out of the way, so...
No, give me... you make a good point. Give me the Blue Jays. Give me the Jays.
Taking the 1.5.
I'm going to go Jays, though.
You're both going 1.5. All right. Well, I'm going to go with Blake tonight, so I'll take Dodgers, because they have to win. They can't go back there needing to win. It's going to be a little desperation tonight. Anyway, 8 runs... Over under, Scraby, for the game. Dodgers, it was exactly 8 last night, and it is 8 tonight as the
over-under.
You
know, I don't see that happening tonight. Under.
Under. I think the Dodgers are going to wake up offensively. They have to. Over. Tony.
Under.
Under, under. I'm alone that time. All right, Blake Snell. Over under, 5 2/3 innings pitched. Basically, he has to pitch 6 complete innings to go over. And I say he will. 6 innings for Blake. Tony, does he come out before the end of the 6th? Snell, 5 2/3 over under.
Over.
Over, over. I think when he pitched for the Padres, he would go under on this one because he almost always was under. Scraby?
I think it's against the law for a Dodgers starting pitcher to not pitch 6 innings, so I will go over.
All right. Alex Call. Getting the call for the slumping Andy Pajes. Over under a half a hit. Tony, basically, does Alex Call get a hit or not? Batting 9th tonight for the Dodgers.
No hit for Call.
No hit for Call. Scraby?
He's
believe in Alex?
He's going to get an infield single.
A dribbler.
Yes.
That'll win it for you. I'll say no. College football, Jacksonville State. This is Conference USA-tion.
Yes.
Conference USA-tion.
Jacksonville State on the road, 3.5 over 1 win, Middle Tennessee.
Oh, man, Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee has really been bad this year. But anyway, Jacksonville State's favored. Tony, by 3.5 on the road. I don't know what Jacksonville State's
team. Give me Jacksonville State.
Tony's... You know, going out of turn again. Do you cut in front of people in line too?
I thought you said it was your turn.
That's word as what he said, but
I could have sworn that too.
I guess I cut in front of the line again. I thought I swore I said Scraby, but I wouldn't bet on it.
What, are we in Bizarro Land?
I told you we are.
Chris is like, Tony, you're up. Why are you going first? I'm going to go Jacksonville State as well.
I think we're going to go clean sweep there. The Bulls. Finally, after 3 straight upset victories, are favored tonight to go to 4-0. Chicago 5 points over Sacramento. I don't know if the other shoe's going to fall tonight. Bulls going to win again. I'm going to take Sacramento. I don't believe in my team. Tony?
Sacramento.
Wow. +5. Okay.
Bulls, baby.
Not a way, Scrabe. All right. Both Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan return to Chicago tonight. Zach is favored by 3 points over DeRozan. What you got here, Tony? Zach -3 or DeRozan?
Give me DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan. Really a popular bull when he was there. Scraby.
I think Blake Snell's like best friends with Zach LaVine. Is that true?
Yeah, fair.
I'm just going to attach them at the hip. I'll go with LaVine. By the way, I love our YouTube because people can go back and check immediately. After replay review... Chris said Tony.
I did?
Yes.
I want to hear it.
I thought I was losing my mind.
I need to
you
hear it.
You want to hear it?
I mean, yes.
People aren't lying to you.
Well, they have before. Final one. Austin Reeves at Minnesota. The Lakers are at Minnehaha tonight. Returning to their roots, Minneapolis. And Austin Reeves, 29.5 points over under. Tony. I'm making sure this time.
I just want to double check and make sure you said Tony.
I know. Tony, okay. Yes.
Austin Reeves is going over because no one is playing for the Lakers tonight.
He's got to do it, you say. Scraby?
I'm going to take Tony's advice. Go over.
Seems like an over. I agree. He's been jacking him up. All right. That's it. During the break, I'm going to have Scraby play that back to me.
It's like this is like the time where you said the Giants were taking on the Giants. Oh, and yeah, you
I was adamant that I didn't do that.
And then we replayed it, and you definitely said the Giants were taking on the Giants.
Didn't that run two in the open?
It did.
It did.
I will play it for you in the break.
You better play it for me in the break.
All right.
Which Tony has to get us to.
Double check. We're good. We're going to Chris and Lucy. Here's some traffic.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a few things to get done in this segment, but nothing more important than telling you this. Football Talk on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much these days. You can't count on much. But you can always count on Sundays with the National Football League. It's on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Also, if you're watching on the YouTube chat, welcome. And we appreciate you being there. Across the bottom of the screen, Scraby is putting the information for all of you as to how you can get signed up for our Gwen and Chris Overtime bonus content, which we pop up on the YouTube page from time to time. It's a couple times a week right now. Probably going to be doing that more and more as we go along. It's free to subscribe, but you know, we'd like you to be subscribed so that you can keep up with all of the things that we're doing. For those that are not watching on YouTube, Scraby, please tell the rest of the people how they can get that content.
You can go to youtube.com/@GwynandChrisSD or just type in Gwyn and Chris on YouTube. You will find some shorts. You will find all of our live shows. So if you watch the YouTube or sometimes watch the show on YouTube, you can go to the Gwyn and Chris page. You can still go to the 97.3 page. That won't change. But our place is at youtube.com/@GwynandChrisSD.
My wife, who's good at this stuff, said that she checked out, I think it was the Instagram analytics of things that you've been posting.
Me?
Yes. And she said that your post of me telling you to...
Oh, yes, yes.
that you, it was the, during commercial break, she said that has done the best.
Let me go look.
Of anything
quick.
That you've posted.
Let me look.
So I think, I'm just throwing this out, and I think the listeners would back me up. I think we need more content from things that we talk about during the break.
I've only been saying,
hey, Tony,
leave the camera and sound on.
Because between segments of the show, oftentimes we have really funny stuff that doesn't obviously get on the air.
The only thing that makes me nervous.
We're going to have to PG it up a little bit.
Yeah, the only thing that makes me nervous is like swear words. And
well, there was a swear word on that one and you beeped it out. So what was the problem?
Because if we're...
It doesn't have to go out on the air. Obviously.
That's true.
We can just set some cameras up in here and just kind of...
I think people would love to get, like, one time a day they get to see stuff that we're doing in a commercial break.
Your post has been passed up. Post of you swearing at me in the break has been passed up, which I didn't look at these things, but hey, guys, we got over 3,000 views on that bad boy.
What was it passed up by?
A reaction, or Alden Gonzalez talking about Albert Pujols.
Okay. Well,
that's Padres.
It's all on there.
It is.
It's all on there.
Our biggest YouTube one was the day Mike Schilt retired. And we put up the first overtime episode.
We know the people are hungry for podcasts.
We know people like it, but I think we got to start giving them once a day. I know that's a test.
Yeah, you just signed me up for something. Jeez.
Well, Tony said he'd just keep the thing rolling. What do you have to do?
It's not that easy.
It's still got to get cut, and he's got to go. It's a lot of work. So.
It's like 30. Okay, Chris, I'm not.
Let's settle that a different time.
Oh, I was just going to tell Chris, like, it takes about 30 to 40 minutes to make one of those little videos.
Yeah. And you got to be clever.
Why don't you teach me how to do it and I'll do it.
That would be my worst nightmare.
We won't get one up at one a day.
You don't think I'd get it up there?
If it's up to you, we won't. I promise you we won't.
All I can say is the commercial breaks are similar to this, except they're a little louder and more.
Adam just texted me. He said, you know, Chris has actually cursed on the air before.
That's right. I did.
As the great Jesse Agler always tells me, you can do anything once. And then after that, it's a risk.
Can't do it again.
It's a risk.
I was, man.
You were fired up that day.
No, I wasn't fired up.
What was it?
It was something college football.
Yeah.
No idea. But
I don't recall, but I was not pleased with that development.
Oh, someone said that you should be the social media person for the show, which I am all for, Chris.
No, I don't think he should.
And Tony's seen me at work there. He knows that there'll be no more social
media. We all have to know thyself, right? And I think Chris knows himself well. I think we know Chris well.
I was excited.
Social media would not be his best.
I was excited because a couple of days ago, I actually went online and ordered a sandwich to go pick up. And I executed it all.
You didn't need any help once the order was done?
There was no help around, so I had to figure it out. And you know what? I showed up, the order was there, and I was pleased with myself.
I'm sorry, very nice. I cannot give anyone props for being proud of ordering online.
Listen, for some of us, it takes a little bit longer. Scrape, show some grace.
I saved myself having to drive over there,
This is Chris Ello. He actually attempted to order online. Are you kidding me? That's progress.
Oh, yeah. I guess... Adam said that you got mad at Big Ten teams complaining about the early kickoffs. Like, such a random topic, too.
That's what it was. And then I was upset at the money they were taking in, and I said they didn't have a right to say any complaint.
Oh, look who's up in L.A. right now in a suit. Albert Pujols.
Dude. He's a busy guy today.
He's been up there like the last 2 days.
I just saw it for the first time.
Welcome.
All right. Padre manager, potentially. Blue Jay lineup is out. No Springer again tonight. Otherwise, pretty much the same as last night. They shifted a couple of guys around in the order because the lefty Blake Snell is pitching. Vlad will bat second. And on down the line. They do have three lefties in the lineup again, Tony. Varsho, Barger, and Jimenez. And we talked about that in the first game. That is actually smart against Blake Snell. Do not just let him get in a groove against right-handed hitters.
Yeah, I mean, any pitcher the caliber of Blake, you can let him settle in to one side of the plate and just go to work from there. It makes their job that much easier. Yeah. And so just even if those guys are out, just forcing Blake to have to change it up in terms of the side of the plate he's throwing to most of the time, is, I think, beneficial.
And Varsho was hard.
Eventually, they end up getting to him.
Yeah, right. Varsho was hardly an out. He hit that two-run homer against him in the first game, which I think was one of the more impressive knocks of the postseason. The way Blake Snell's been pitching, for somebody to take him deep from lefty on lefty, was pretty good. All right. We got, what do we got coming up next, Mr. Scrabe?
I
got
to go get your guys' wigs.
Oh, little sports core.
Now, I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say about when Halloween is over, and we'll get into that on the other side.
All right.
Also, we'll be talking about Patrick Mahomes, and one person is very mad at their friend because they are someone that we do not like on this show.
What?
Like, it's not like a name I'm going to give you, but a type of person that we do
He's
not
trying
like.
To give us a tease, but he's making no sense. That's what he's trying
There's a
to
type
do.
Of person that we don't like.
One last thing on the LSU football coach, because we talked about that at length and all of the crazy stuff going on with the governor. But you're the guy that does the name better than me, Tony. The former LSU coach would like to come back, apparently. Do you know who he is?
Ed Orgeron.
Yeah, he says he wants to come back and do it again. So
didn't he go out in a ball of flames?
He
spent university money and
he left 2021.
I don't know about that part.
Ed, if I was you, I'd put a call into the president and see if that get an in on it.
He hit on someone's wife or something, too.
All right.
Well, this was right after he got fired, right?
Yeah.
The piling on started.
Yes.
Makes sense.
More Gwen and Chris coming up.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. We're going to start easy and then get into things. Let's see.
Am I hearing things?
Oh, I hear something too. What is that?
It's probably my phone. It usually is, but not today.
It's not my phone.
Is it the TV screen? There's a little sound coming out.
I don't know.
Nope, it's not my phone either.
Oh, I hear it now.
What is that?
Is that my... Oh, it's my computer.
Oh.
There you go. Oh, I was like, that's kind of creepy because it's just people like talking. Like, is there a ghost in the room or something like that? All right. Here's the first one, and it is about Halloween, so I want to get your guys' opinion. Chris, you'll be up first today.
Thank you.
My wife is forcing me to go to a Halloween party on Sunday, and she won't let me be right. I told her November 2nd is too late for me to dress up in a Halloween costume on a work night. I would have been fine with it being last weekend because Halloween was still upcoming. I told her that since Halloween is over, as soon as that clock strikes midnight on Friday night, it's over. I'm not going, and she won't get me to go. Chris, is Halloween over on November 1st?
I'm not sure, but I'll see you at the party Sunday night, pal. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's right. I'm not going out on a Sunday on November 2nd wearing a costume. Come on. And by the way, who's having a party on a Sunday night?
I don't know. It's October 29th right now, and I'm sitting here with a wig on my head. It's not really that
big of a
deal.
I mean, it could be June 10th, and you would still be wearing the wig.
I don't know. Is this not more the fault of the people having the party, kind of?
Right.
I mean, right? It's not your wife's fault. I mean, you got invited, but who in the world's having a Halloween party on 2 days after Halloween? That's the part that's troubling. But, yeah, if you want to be hardcore, then you can not wear a costume when you sleep on the couch. But other than that, just go. Have a good time. Eat some free food. And big whoop. People get a little bit... A lot of these posts that we get on the sports court that I'm hearing are from people... For lack of a better term, they sound a lot like you would.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Which is...
He's saying it's you, basically.
I'm not going to do that. I'm me, and I'm in charge of me, and I just do what I want. And that's just... It's just not the way
accurate.
It's not the way to be. Just get over yourself and, you know, sacrifice a little bit for your partner, who I believe, or at least I hope, sacrifices for you from time to time.
I can totally understand that and buy that. But I am not going to look like the idiot on November 2nd on Sunday night walking around.
But everybody
around
else at the party is going to look like the idiot, so then, big deal. Like, Tony, you're not the only one that has to dress up, right?
It's Halloween over on November 1st. Should they have or should he be able to go or not be able to go to the party?
Halloween's over November 1st, 12 a.m.
So there you go. So the party, he doesn't have to go?
I'm saying I don't want to dress up after October 31st. I'll go to the party.
But I
don't want to dress up.
Okay.
I'm done. I'm not a big Halloween guy to begin with. And so, you know, the idea of dressing up on November 2nd, just not feeling it.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
That being said,
go.
He should go.
I knew that was going to happen.
And dress up.
I knew that was going to happen.
And have an attitude about it for all day until he goes and then enjoy yourself.
I mean, either that or double down and say, heck no, you're staying home and watching football all day and all night.
What is the Sunday night football game this week?
That's not even a great one.
That's not a great game. They predicted that Jaden Daniels would be playing more than Marcus Mariota. All right, so basically what Tony is saying is begrudgingly go. And what Chris is saying is,
yes,
you should be a nice man like I would be and just go without any sort of conversation.
No, I think you should be kind of a weak nice man like me.
Weak. Yeah.
Say it for what it really is.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to this one. I have a friend who is one of those people who sends nasty messages to athletes after they have a bad performance.
Yes.
And I hate that my friend is like this. I despise these people, and I think they're going to end up ruining sports for everyone. I didn't know this until he commented on an athlete's IG, and the athlete actually put his comment up that came from his burner account. My friend was so incredibly excited, he showed everyone he knew. He said, quote, look who reposted me. Basically celebrating the fact he is happy about trolling a player. I've tried to tell him he shouldn't be doing that. And even after 15 years of friendship, he just won't listen. Tony, is this worth breaking off a 15-year friendship for?
Is it worth? Yes and no. I mean, I think people like this, there should be a freedom to... I'm sorry, go ahead, Your Honor.
No, yeah, wait your turn, Your Honor.
Getting us focused.
I think these type of people should be allowed to be punched in the face. I do. And I think athletes should start doing it. You should set the find out what the cost is going to be so that it's set across the board. Like the judge rules is...
Well, we're ruling here in this courtroom that there's no penalty at all.
I think
for giving a two-piece to somebody that sends you mail after a game.
As far as death threats and all this stuff. Yeah.
Two-piece, that is the punishment.
I think that should be allowed. I do. I think if you get sued, I think these guys make it up money now. They could throw it out. Or you could just set them out.
No, look at the letter I got. I got a letter from this idiot saying he's going to kill my family. You don't think I'm allowed to do anything back in retaliation?
I think it's worth the risk. Now, to the question.
Yes.
Whether...
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? I think to break off your friendship, I don't know that it affects you.
Bye-bye.
That I don't know that it affects you as his friend, that he is like that.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 15
I don't want to associate
years,
myself with someone who does that.
That's a stand-up thing right there. I don't know that a lot of people would do that, though. Because there's a lot of people right now that have friends that do it as we speak, and they are still friends with them.
Clay said it took 15 years to know your friend, huh? I mean, I guess he was doing it from a burner and no one really knew.
I know if any of my friends did that. They
would know.
They would definitely
hide it from you.
They would have to hide it from you.
Here, I just want you guys to look at the camera. Uh-oh. Look who that is up there with a wig. I love it. That's Ernie Johnson. If you can see him on the TNT or the ESPN.
They all have
Charles is on the right with the orange. Kenny.
This is what we do. We're a good company there.
So we're right in there with everybody.
All right, Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, cut your friend off. Cut him off.
Snip, snip.
I'd move on from this friend. I'm really adamantly feel strongly about people that are sending death threats to athletes. I cannot support that in any way.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's worth it.
We need to get back to the 90s style, where you couldn't just get on the keyboard and type what you wanted. There were consequences to the things that you said. Getting punched in the face
would be that consequence.
Yeah,
because as you've said many times, Tony, that athlete whose family you threatened, if they ran into you, if you ran into them later that night at the market, you would run up to them and ask for an autograph.
Most likely.
So tired of you people out there with that.
All right, let's check some traffic on the other side. We'll talk about Patrick Mahomes, and then we have one parent who refuses to buy his kid something.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Emma Key said something on the chat about our last topic that I thought was pretty smart. If they do stuff like that, what else are they capable of? It's very true.
Very good. Can I just, a quick aside, during that traffic update, I reached over and I took a sip of my Big Gulp. And I thought, what if I were really a judge? Could I bring a Big Gulp up to the bench and, you know, while they're talking, have a sip?
I think,
or would that
be judge,
unprofessional?
I think as a judge, you could do what you want, but I think the other judges in the community would judge you.
And say, hey, that's not the best.
That's not how we do things
like,
around here.
Yeah. On
that's
the
not
count,
how we do things around
on the count of murder one.
what did you guys find?
Will you still stand? Will you please stand?
Yeah, he does do that.
He does. Do that
he does. Or it's like the bottom of the, where you're like slurping up the bottom through a straw and it just makes all that noise.
What are you talking about?
All right.
He literally does it all the time.
All right, Monday night during the Chiefs Commanders game, there was a play that gently sent Patrick Mahomes to the ground, and the Commanders defender got a 15-yard penalty. Here is the video of the play and Troy Aikman's comments.
You see, he gets a personal hold of
foul,
Mahomes.
Unnecessary roughness, defense. Number 95, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Yeah, didn't land on him, threw him down.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a lot, but with that said, you know, you just, when it comes to quarterbacks, especially this one, you know, they're going to protect him. And, you know, Johnny does a great job. He gets back there, and it's just a lot of frustration coming out on his part.
I thought the best line of that was, they're going to protect quarterbacks, especially this one.
That's what people are gleaning. I said this yesterday.
That's what they're glomming onto?
Gleaning onto.
Gleaning onto.
So, yes, Troy Aikman said that it was Patrick Mahomes. Joe Buck basically said, no, it's a penalty. I think Tony's up. Is this actually a penalty here?
Yes.
I knew
Can't
Tony was going to say
throw
that.
Throw the quarterback down like a rag doll. I know he tried to like hold up right at the end after he already swung.
After he started to throw him down, he realized this isn't going to work.
This isn't going to work.
Yeah.
But you can't do it. So stop doing it. Stop doing it.
And Troy Aikman is erroneous in this case by
erroneous on all counts.
Well, he's saying that you can't do that to this quarterback especially. I'm pretty sure Purdy got tossed like that down. You'd be, as a fan, go, hey, where's the flag?
The only reason I would say that is because other quarterbacks get that penalty.
All right.
Every quarterback should get that penalty.
Well,
but every quarterback does not get that penalty.
Well, yes, I don't know. Yes, I don't see a lot of guys flung down like that.
I've never seen someone gently land on the ground as soft as Patrick Mahomes did.
See how you like try to go to 10 when you lie about
Patrick Mahomes?
You couldn't gently. You couldn't throw him down gently. Stop it.
David says in the chat, if you want to say it's late, fine. But you can't say it's unnecessary roughness. It could be a late hit.
If it's late, then it's unnecessary. That's the kind of the whole concept.
Judge,
has anybody ever seen
Mozart over there?
Has anybody ever seen the Ben Dreith video, former referee, talked about after a quarterback got hit? Said he was in there giving him the business.
Yes, that is
a funny video if you ever get a chance to watch it.
Oh, you were just bringing it up. I thought you were adding to the conversation.
No, sir.
No, sir. I love it when a judge calls me sir.
Right.
All right, final one. This has been an issue with me lately, these e-bikes. But here it goes.
Oh, yeah.
I am a parent who refuses to give my kid an e-bike. Standing ovation. Number one, I cannot handle all of the nuisances on the road. My kid hates me, and I don't care. Number two, they're very dangerous. My wife thinks it's going to teach him responsibility. I know my kid. He will not learn responsibility from this. Chris, you're up first. Am I being too hard on him by not buying him an e-bike?
Well, I'm going to need more information.
Right.
I mean, is your kid just a complete disaster out there?
I don't know anything about that.
And okay, then I also need to know what is it that he's worried is going to happen with an e-bike. Why?
I know they go a little bit quicker. Right,
You know, you pedal. To me, they're just easier to get around in. I guess you can go a little faster than a normal bike, but
Not just a little faster. These bikes are going like 50 miles an hour.
Well,
50
I don't know
might
about
be a
that.
Little exaggeration.
They're going 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, come 50. On. I've been on an e-bike before. I really
you
don't
have?
Know that I got up to 50.
He says
yes,
50
many of them.
Miles per hour.
Now
knock
I'm curious.
It off, dude.
I don't know
we,
this about
we
you.
Tour- I mean, this is, sounds aloof to me, but when Lori and I went to, I think, Paris, we toured the wine country going up and down hills in on an e-bike. It was very, very helpful
You are my worst nightmare.
I know I'm the worst.
It's like this guy in a wig going up the hill.
Did I not tell you this is a scrappy question? Look how fired up for him about this he is right now.
Here's my answer then. I'm going to say, you know what? If you don't let your kid have an e-bike, even though that's within your wherewithal and his or whatever it is, he's going to find another way to go fast or, you know, get whatever that. If you feel he's only getting it for the thrill, he'll find another way to get
it. I would assume
thrill,
he's getting it because all of his friends have one.
Right.
Well, that's normally a good enough reason for me.
Listen, my mom used to tell me, listen, those ain't my kids. So, guess what? You're out of luck, son.
Those ain't my kids. Oh, my goodness. If she written a book yet?
She should. She should.
It should be called Those Aren't My Kids.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Or Not Keeping Up with the Joneses. That was another one I heard all the time. What was the question?
Is he just a bad parent?
No, not a bad parent. I mean, listen, I took me a while to come around to the e-scooters.
The bird
the stand-up scooters?
That my children...
Those look like they're way dangerous, but I know the kids ride them with
e-bikes,
ease.
They're all kind of, you know, if written incorrectly,
yeah,
are all
I would
dangerous.
Think anything.
But, you know, I respect his decision not to do it. There are a ton of kids that... don't seem to have any training when it comes to these e-bikes or e-scooters. They ride like they are an actual car, and that's a problem because they're not a car.
Well,
and
you know, my general distaste for bicyclists in general should come into play here.
Right. Yeah,
I wouldn't hate bicycle people if you could stay in the bicycle lane, which you never do.
This is where I think this is why it's a scraby question, because I heard him complaining about it not that long ago. There are a lot of people frustrated with the e-bike and
if they ride
it with the youth e-bike and e-scooter kind of movement.
If they
ride
it responsibly, I'm all good. But like honestly, sometimes I'm coming home from work and it's dark and there's like seven of them that just come out of nowhere with no lights
and they,
on.
Yeah, and they don't.
And then I go to jail if I hit them.
They don't stay in the bike lane. Listen, we ended up getting our kids, one of them. I can't remember which one we got, but we got one of them one. And it was simple. Like, if we catch you without a helmet or riding this thing recklessly, you'll never ride it again. And so, you know, I respect the parent for he's not a bad parent for not getting his son or daughter. Son?
Yes.
You can get the e-bike, but I'm not going to bail you out of the hospital.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.